Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shane. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I lost my job on Monday, and I was trying to see if I qualified for a claim.
Yes, sir, you do. But I would recommend, because this is a claim week, basically. So I would recommend you just filing your claim Sunday, because if you file during this week, you would have to report the hours that you worked. Basically, you have to report your gross earnings, and that would just be like the hours you work times how much you get paid on
I only worked 8 hours on Monday, so I mean that would be fine if I can go ahead and file today.
Okay, may I have your social?
It's a 424-929-442.
Your first and last name?
Jameson, Jamesonian.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Jameson.
My question to you is, I only worked at this company for 3 months, and before I started working for this company, I had just finished a claim with my other company. So would I still qualify for something?
You said that was it recent? Have you did a claim with your other company?
Yes. And then I got this job, and I worked there for about 3 months, and then I got fired on Monday. So I'm trying to see if I will still qualify for something if I haven't worked there long enough.
Okay, so yeah, you will be able to fire, but I won't, you know, be able to tell you if you qualify or not. Well, I could go ahead and complete that claim.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and complete the claim, and then maybe somebody will call me or email me or something like that.
Yeah, you should receive a letter in the mail after we complete the claim today, because it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks to process through our system. And over the course of the next, you know, few days, you should receive a letter in the mail.
Oh, okay. We'll go ahead and do the claim. I mean, it wouldn't hurt right now. I plan on trying to find another job real quick, but I don't. I just want to see if I can qualify for something while I look.
Yes, sir. All right. What's your date of birth?
9/29/1967.
Your mother's maiden name?
Cole, C-O-L-E.
Okay. And may you provide me with your driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It is 5585456.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Okay. All right, Mr. Jameson. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card it will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you, and that's after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. But if you do have a checking or savings account, we do recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And with this being to your checking or
savings account? I know you need my routing number and stuff.
And will this be into your checking or savings account?
That'll be to my checking account.
Alrighty, and whenever you're ready to provide me with that routing, you can go ahead and find that routing and account number.
Oh yes, ma'am. It's 083-000-108. That's the routing number.
Okay, and that was 083, and that's 330, so 000, and then 108.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and that account.
It is 316-149-5247.
So 316-1495-247.
Yes, 316-1495-247.
Okay, I thought I switched the 5 and 9 around. And Mr. Jameson, what is your mailing address?
It's a 2372 Grayson Valley Circle, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
All right.
And make sure the circle's there because that's a Grayson Valley Drive.
Okay. And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last year?
We moved in this house in November.
Okay. And what's a great contact phone number?
205-249-5304.
All right. And that address is 2372 Grayson Valley Circle, Birmingham, Alabama, 35235.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Centerpoint, Dothan, Albertville, or none of the above?
Centerpoint. That's where we moved from. Centerpoint. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Question 2. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1994 Acura Integra, 1996 Ford Escort, 1997 Volkswagen Cabrio, 1998 Mercury Mystique, or I have never been associated with any of these vehicles?
The 1996 Ford Escort.
All right. Question 3. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1298 Fort Dale Road, 308 36th Avenue Northeast, 3970 Coleman Road, 616 Clover Hill Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
Well, when I lived with my parents, we lived at 308 36th Avenue.
Okay. All right, here we go. The computer, just please bear with me. My system is just moving a little slow.
You're fine.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am. I have in Alabama, but not in another state. No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am. I don't know what that is, but no, ma'am.
All right. And what was your last day of work?
Monday.
Monday. The 25th.
The 25th.
All right, you have indicated a last day of work during this claim week. If you file weekly certification on next week, you'll be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or penalty.
Okay. Let me ask you this. We get paid every 2 weeks, so I won't get a check at all this week. I'll get a check like a week from Friday for that one day I worked.
Okay.
So,
whenever the week that you receive that check, the next following week when you have to call in, just report, you know, how much you have to report in that you received a check and how much it was.
So don't call in like Sunday, don't call in?
No, you have to call. You have to call because you have to call. I'm going to, when we get further down
you
with the claim.
The
yeah, I'll
when
give you the
to
number.
That point. Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. No. It's no problem. It's no problem.
I'm just upset that I lost my job.
Yes, sir. I understand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I was trying so hard.
Yes, sir.
And when you hear the reason, you're going to understand why I'm so upset.
Yes, sir. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have
ma'am.
A real estate license? Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am. I've already started looking a little bit.
Okay. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm only available for first shift because I wear glasses and I'm legally blind at night, so
mm-hmm.
I can only work during the day.
Okay.
So I have to be home by dark, basically.
Okay. Okay, so you want me to answer that question? No.
Well, I don't know. I'm available to work for daytime hours. I mean, you can put
okay.
that. I mean.
Okay. Because yes, if I put no, it's gonna be like a pop up. It's gonna come up, and I'll have to read it to you. But I'll put yes.
Okay.
Have you applied for? Or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't know.
Would you say up to 50 or up to 30?
Well, I'd say... Maybe, well, I could give you the area, but I mean, I don't know the miles. Let's put 20.
20 miles? Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$14 an hour.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. They told me not to ever return to work.
Oh, no. And what is your job title?
I was a warehouse worker.
What were you doing in the warehouse? Did you have, like, a specific role?
Well, the place I worked at was, it was called Big Bob's Carpet and Flooring. We were a division of Don's Carpet, and we did, we sold carpet and tile and, it was a carpet and tile warehouse.
You said that you guys sold carpet and tile?
Yeah, we sold carpet and tile and laminate and doors.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. Okay, so when I typed in warehouse worker, the job titles popped up. I'm just going to read them to you. You could just, you know, let me know which one fits your role. Freight, stock, and material movers, packers, and...
Maybe that, yeah.
Okay, the first
yeah.
one?
Yeah, well, I did forklift, too, so you have something that says forklift?
Mm-hmm. I could, let me see, forklift operator.
Yeah, I did that, too.
Okay.
But stock, material handler, and forklift driver was... some of my duties, basically.
Okay, so yes, the job description that popped up when I typed in forklift operator. It says operate industrial trucks or tractors equipped to move materials around a warehouse, storage yard, factory, construction site, or similar location.
Yes, I've done that before. Yes.
Okay.
I have many years experience doing that.
Okay, and are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what is the name of their your separating employer? What's the name of the company?
Big Bob's Flooring. Well, Big Bob's. Just put Big Bob's.
Big Bob's.
Yep.
Okay.
Does that address pop up, won't you? Or do you need the address?
No, I can find it. It's okay.
Well, so look,
what city was this in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, Birmingham. And was this on 8949 Parkway East?
Yeah, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I Googled it, so in case you couldn't find the address.
No, that's fine. Alrighty, and the address you said it's, okay, I see 8949 Parkway East. Birmingham, Alabama, 35206. Your last day of work was Monday. This was located in Birmingham, Alabama. And do you remember when you started working here?
It was like May the, estimated like May the 1st.
Of this year?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I didn't work there very long. So.
Mm-hmm. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working? Were you discharged? Did you quit?
I got terminated.
Okay. And what was the reason for your termination?
They didn't, see, that's the thing. They didn't give me a reason. I've been sick with COVID all last week. So I had
mm-hmm.
to be off work. And I came back to work Monday, and the boss called me into the office on lunch and said that he was going to have to terminate me and that he did not have to give a reason.
Okay. And what is the name and the title of the person who informed you of your termination?
I have manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the name? The person that you spoke with in the office.
Oh, Steve Marshall. I'm sorry.
No,
Steve Marshall. Steve Marshall.
Marshall. And he's the manager.
Yeah, the warehouse manager. He manages that warehouse. I mean, the owner is Don. Somebody, Don Roberts is the owner of the company. But
mm-hmm.
Steve Marshall is the one that manages the company.
Okay. And you were informed of your termination on Monday?
Yes, ma'am. The day after I came back from being off sick with COVID.
Mm-hmm. And specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
He said, unfortunately, my services were no longer needed. I can leave.
Okay. So
I
was
never to return there.
So I was told my services are no longer needed, and to never return?
Well, he said that I could never go into the warehouse again.
Okay.
Not to never return. I guess he didn't say that, but he just...
Basically, he's telling
he
you not to come back to work.
He said my services were no longer needed for me to never go in the warehouse again. But I was not allowed in the warehouse again.
Okay. And what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I tried to discuss with him and ask him the reason why I was terminated, and I told him that I had been out sick with COVID, and I couldn't help that I was out sick with COVID,
mm-hmm.
and that I felt like that I was doing a good job, and he said, "You're terminated, Chris."
Okay.
He just kept, he wouldn't say anything. He said most people, when I tell them they're terminated, they just shake my hand and leave. I don't want to go through this with you, Chris. You're terminated. God bless, and go seek
mm-hmm.
seek God for help.
Oh wow.
Because I've tried to find out a reason, but he
mm-hmm.
said that in Alabama that he didn't have to give me a reason.
Yes, sir. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I don't want, no, not this time, no, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit temporary PIN. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. PIN number.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
All right. It was 42-67.
Mm-hmm. 67.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works.
Alabama Works, W-O-R-K-S.
Mm-hmm. And it's dot Alabama, and this will be the full word.
Dot Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Dot gov.
Okay.
And you have to go on.
Yeah, that's what I did last time. I just signed in, and y'all sent me some job leads on my phone.
Yes, sir. And you have to go on here, like you stated before, you did before, log in and update your online resume. And failure to do so, that may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file weekly certification either by telephone or internet to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address would be
www.labor. Okay. B-O-R.
Mm-hmm. Dot Alabama. That's the full word.
Alabama.
Dot gov.
Okay.
If you choose to file over the phone number you should call is 205-458-458.
Mm-hmm. 2282. And I call that every Sunday, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay. So don't call in this Sunday, right?
No, basically it would be Sunday. The weeks, you know, the week starts Sunday to Saturday.
Okay.
So, yeah. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800.
Wait a minute. 1-800-361-4524. 4524. Lots of numbers on the sheet of paper.
Yes, and that this number, you know, if you have any questions, this would just be basically like our the inquiry department, that phone number.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Mr.
Okay.
Jameson, we have completed your
unemployment
claim.
Can I give you my cell number for y'all to call me in case y'all need to talk to me more?
Mm-hmm. All right, let me go back and enter it in.
Yeah, I'm calling on my home phone, but
mm-hmm.
I mainly use my cell phone.
Your
I apologize.
No, it's fine. I can go back and enter in that phone number.
Okay.
Okay, what's your cell number?
205-249-5304.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's
205-249-5304. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 5304.
Which we never answer our home phone. That's too many telemarketers.
All right, Mr. Jameson, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. You are so great and helpful. Thank you so much.
You as well. And if you have any questions or concerns, just give us a call back.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.